Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
This week, we gather in Washington for our 42nd annual convention, bringing Right to Life activists together from across the country. As we meet, we're taking the time here on Pro-Life Perspective to look back at the opening address for last year's convention by the Weekly Standard's Fred Barnes. To keep up with this year's convention, follow the conversation on Facebook and Twitter, and enjoy this look back at NRLC 2011. Thanks for joining me today. This week, we're listening in on the opening general session of our 41st annual National Right to Life Convention. Our opening address came from Fred Barnes, co-founder and executive editor of the Weekly Standard and a Fox News Channel contributor. From 1985 to 1995, he served as senior editor and White House correspondent for the New Republic. He covered the Supreme Court and the White House for the Washington Star before moving on to the Baltimore Sun in 1979. Fred served as the national political correspondent for The Sun and wrote the Press Watch media column for The American Spectator. Whenever Fred Barnes speaks at our annual convention, people leave feeling energized and ready to go to work. This year, with Mr. Barnes as the opening speaker for our 41st annual National Right to Life Convention, was no different. As always, he delivered a powerful address. We'll be sharing excerpts of his speech all week on Pro-Life Perspective. Over the years, Fred has written for Reader's Digest, The New York Times, The Wall Street Journal, The Spectator, Washingtonian, The Public Interest, Policy Review, and both The Sunday Telegraph and Sunday Times of London. Yesterday we listened as he spoke of the growth of the pro-life movement. Please join me as we listen in again.
I've been interested in crisis pregnancy centers for a good while, and I've known some people involved in them, and what's amazing is now, of course, there are at least twice as many crisis pregnancy centers as there are abortion mills. At least twice as many, maybe three times as many. And what really struck me when I've looked into this a little bit, I talked to the legal counsel for CareNet just the other day, Janine Maxson, and they're so many different names. You know, they're crisis pregnancy centers, they're pregnancy care centers, they're pregnancy resource centers, they're pregnancy health centers, or they're just plain pregnancy centers. And there are lots of other names. A friend of mine in Northern Virginia, a guy I go to church with named Jim Wright, was in commercial real estate in Northern Virginia. And some years ago, must have been a decade or a decade and a half, gave that up and started a crisis pregnancy center, which he calls Birth Mothers. There's so many different names because there's so many more crisis pregnancy centers. I guess I just use the old-fashioned name, crisis pregnancy centers. Oh, and some of them are called just crisis centers. It's very indicative that of growth. And as Carol said, the movement is so much younger. You know, I hadn't heard this Marist poll that she mentioned, that 60% of people, what was it, under 45, say that abortion is immoral. Indeed it is, but there hasn't been what this means is that more and more younger people are coming to that conclusion.
The Marist poll, which Fred refers to, was conducted in 2010 for the Knights of Columbus. It found that 56% of the population as a whole said abortion was morally wrong, compared with only 19% who felt abortion was morally acceptable. 60% of Gen Xers who were born at the time of Roe v. Wade and 58% of millennials said abortion was morally wrong. We'll pick up with more of Fred Barnes tomorrow on Pro-Life Perspective. If you'd like to order a copy of his entire address to our National Right to Life Convention, you can download an order form at prolifeperspective.com.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.